At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's really nice to have some sort of median to give you permission to investigate yourself and maybe prompt changes.
Yes.
Without like having to keep relooping and recycling the same things. Yeah. It was the first time that I really understood I might be able to change and it not be so painful. Hey everyone, welcome. My name is Tiani.
And I'm Taylor, and welcome to our first episode. We'll be diving into the energetics of astrology and how you can use them to facilitate decisions you might be making in your everyday life.
If you're here, you're probably wondering what the heck is going on. You've probably been experiencing several different identity shifts, maybe some transitions happening within your career, your monetary lifestyle, or your relationships, or things within that nature. I know that the astrology of the last few years has been pretty big and transformative. So if you're here, the world around you may be getting a little chaotic or a little wavy, and I'm excited for this to be like a wonderful resource to kind of just provide like a little guide. You don't need to know about astrology to be here, but it'll be interwoven in.
If you've clicked on this, you probably have some vague interest, maybe even skepticism of astrology. And we're here to unpack that a bit for you all and hopefully kind of share how astrology has helped us make big shifts in our lives and help us navigate the day-to-day and enable you all to do the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something that I hear a lot is like, how do the planets like tell me what to do? I think there's this really resistance to what astrology even is. And there's a lot of misconceptions out there. So like, I just want to ask you, Taylor, like, how did you get into astrology and what is it to you?
I mean, this is like bold for me doing an astrology podcast because I was very secretive about my interest in astrology until recently. And because there's this woo-woo stigma, it's not grounded in science, all these things that people think and kind of have an automatic aversion to. But I always related to my sign. I'm a Taurus since I was young. But then more information I got as the years went on, the more information I felt that I had to understand myself and be a better person. For example, I found out my moon sign kind of like late teens, Cancer moon, and it explained so much to me. Cancer moon is very emotional and intuitive and like very deep, intense feelings. And it really helped me to understand like, oh, that's normal. Like that is why I have felt this way. And there's so much more that you can learn to help you understand yourself and become a better person. So I've always been interested, but I would say in the past 2 years, just by nature of everything I've gone through, I had a 5.5 year relationship and I moved cities. I've changed my job massively, huge pivot. We are launching a podcast. So many pivots that had me looking into the tools at my disposal. So using therapy and a support system, but astrology was one of those tools. There was some like eerily accurate things about the timings I was going through that helped me to navigate these like crazy times with some more clarity. So I've gotten more and more passionate about it. I've been sharing my secrets with some people and seeing them learn about themselves and then make big changes in their lives. I've had friends message me saying, I made this big career pivot myself because you helped me understand this about myself. So I'm really excited about it. It's not a secret anymore. And
she's out.
I'm out. So I'm happy to be sharing this. Yeah. And what about you, Tiani?
I would love to talk about me, but really, really quickly, I just have a follow-up question for you. Because everything that you said was just so interesting and just so on point. Like, where did you start like with your journey into astrology, and like if someone was like newer to it, like what's a good like base? Like how did you delve? Like why did you keep going back?
The biggest baseline was starting to understand my birth chart. So I've known bits and pieces throughout the years. I would say 2 years ago when I got more into it was really unpacking my birth chart. On the next episode, we will go into how you can do that. So we'll give you the exact tools to understand yours because that's where we want you to all be starting from as well. So I understood my birth chart and realized there's so much more energy at play. So realizing Taurus, Cancer moon, but I'm a Capricorn rising and what my Venus signs means and all that. None of this needs to mean anything to you yet. But understanding this about myself was pretty mind-blowing because I'm like, oh, I do feel that energy within me. And it helped me to, like, even learning that I'm a Capricorn rising. Capricorn rising has a very strong work ethic, is very goal-oriented. Even the way that energy can help you accomplish things in life helped me to accomplish many things. Like I ran a mile a day in January because that was the goal. Any goal I set, I will accomplish, and honestly use the astrology to back that up. So number one, first and foremost, you must understand your birth chart. And also, again, I'll talk on the next episode about the specific tools I would recommend to do so. But that was like number one game changer for me. And then I layered in after that, okay, now I know myself. Now I want to know what's going on energetically in the world. So then I was able to understand transits. That's like an energetic forecast, what's happening in the world, like understanding that it's going to rain tomorrow. You know to maybe bring an umbrella, or you don't, but that's your fault. And so like I know that this is coming. For relationships, I was really career focused and focused on being single and kind of developing a sense of self-worth. And I knew that Jupiter was going to move into Cancer, which is my seventh house of relationships, this summer. And so I knew that I could kind of like, I'm going to focus on myself. And that is something I will tend to in the summer. And when I tell you that has worked.
We love that.
So, like one of many examples, but I think that's like keeps reinforcing how well this is helping me grow in a way that I want to be growing.
Yeah.
And what about you?
Yes, I know. Pretty similar to you, Taylor. Always been like a little closeted astrology girly. Always like when I was at the grocery store with my parents or something like that, would like skirt over to the magazine section that we were not buying. And, you know, I'd flip to the pop culture section, go to the astrology, and I'd just read up on all the sun signs. And I think that was just like my early introduction into it. But I just always had some sort of interest. As I got older, I was like,
did you relate to being a Taurus? Did that feel right to you?
Oh, 100%. 100%. I think that was also the love for it because it helped me validate myself because I wasn't growing up in a space where I felt validated.
Yeah.
And so astrology for me was like, oh, okay. Like, that's why I'm so beautiful. moving on from there, it was really after school for me. I'd say like early 20s, I just kind of like reinitiated myself back into astrology, and that's similar to you. I learned that I had a moon sign and a rising sign, and a Venus sign. And that's why like I was messing up all my relationships at the time, or why I was so scatterbrained with things at the moment. Especially being that young and your frontal lobe is like just now developing, it's really nice to have some sort of median to give you permission to investigate yourself and maybe prompt changes without like having to keep relooping and recycling the same things. It was the first time that I really understood I might be able to change and it not be so painful. And so I know, right? And like, so segueing into like what astrology means to me, I'm sure we can all look it up in a dictionary or something like that. But I think for me, what it did was it allowed me to learn about other people, and it allowed me to learn about myself.
Yeah.
And it gave me creative control over what I would lean into and what I would kind of maybe stay away from because I knew myself better. So similar to you with knowing, you know, Jupiter was moving into Cancer this year, and the astrology this year is like very transformative and wild, very pivotal for a lot of reasons. And knowing like, you know, maybe I should focus on myself because energetically I'm going to magnetize this anyways.
Correct.
And so very similar experience there. Yeah. Like, oh, we've got Pluto conjuncting Capricorn and like, you know, 2020 massive shifts in my career for everybody as well. And so maybe that's a time where I do need to apply for roles that I really, really want. And luckily that worked out for me. So it's like, if anything, it was justifying my growth and stopping me from enabling my limitations.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so astrology is just a beautiful blueprint. If you look at your natal chart, it can be a little confusing, a little bit maybe intimidating. But the more you learn about it, it just becomes this intimate relationship with yourself and your natural energy. That's why it's called natal. Yeah. Your natural energetic blueprint and makeup. And you have all of this energy available to you to lean into or maybe stay a little bit more watchful of. And we've talked about this before, but you kind of just get a little addicted to learning about, you're never going to stop learning about yourself.
Yeah.
And there's so many different charts, so many components to astrology. A fact that's not known too much is that some political organizations use astrology.
Yes.
It's very prevalent in religion.
Yes.
You know, and so it's become this like taboo thing when really it's really used and accessible, yeah. You know? Girl, how do we know each other? Like we're saying we've only known each other for like 2 months. Like then why are we on this couch together?
Well, cliche but true, we met at a retreat, a yoga retreat in Bali. Mm-hmm. And there is something about, you know, I think you attract the things that you're ready for. And mm-hmm. It is cheesy, but I feel that Bali brought that to life for us. It was my second year going to this particular retreat hosted by the same hosts. And again, I've kind of been on this 2-year journey since my breakup. I found, like, for me, that was a big impetus for a lot of growth and healing. So I went last year to Costa Rica over my birthday, went again to Bali this year to navigate a lot of these changes, like being single, forming a new identity, exploring my sexual identity, really like rebuilding who I am. Interestingly, we kind of booked these a few months out. So when I booked Bali this particular year, I want to say like almost 6 months prior, I had such a different version of me heading into it than what's come out. Mm. I had started this new job in leadership that I was so sure, like, this is it. This is my identity for many years to come. I had focused on these hobbies. And I really got to a point where I was like, oh, I'm just going to like slot a partner in now. Like my life is stable. I've figured it out. I've done the transformation.
Very Capricorn of you.
Very Capricorn. And when I went to Bali, it was a beat for self-reflection, an intentional moment for growth. And I was able to reflect on many things and came out quitting my job, exploring dating women, and making a lot of changes because the transformation never ends. We'll talk a lot about in future episodes when we dive more into relationships and career, kind of the transits and astrological information that helped me to do that. But it was, suffice it to say, it was a very profound trip for mm-hmm. myself. And we met and had a gravitational pull towards one another. So what brought you on that same retreat?
Ooh, yes. Very similar to you. I had a 5.5-year relationship and engagement, and my fiance broke up with me, y'all. And I was also in an ambiguous place with my career as well. And I was kind of really just flirting with my identities. A reality had just closed itself to me. And I was like, who am I? Where am I? What's going on? And it's so strange because life was getting so beautiful, but I was grieving so many different things. And I was exploring myself creatively. And that kind of just led me into the yoga space. I also taught yoga and started doing that again. Mm-hmm. And it's actually funny. I booked the Bali trip before I had a passport. There was just something. Yeah, I just woke up one day and was like, I want to go to Bali. I didn't know anything about this retreat. I didn't at all. And it's so fun. When we talk about the astrology, like I remember I even got a reading about it one time. And the reader was like, I see you in like Southeast Asia. And I was like, next, I ain't got no passport. You lying. And it just naturally happened. You know, I got all the logistics figured out and ended up going. And similar to you, who I was before was not who I exited that retreat being. In my space, I was in a healing space with my ex-fiancé. Mm-hmm. And what relationship would look like for me now as a mother and as a person and dealing with a lot of shame and regrets and things of that nature. And going into Bali, there was so much love just outpouring that it was like a big mirror. You talk about astrology being a mirror. It was like a big mirror to energy that's just readily available if I allow it to happen. So there's like 20 other like plus people who are also there experiencing the same thing. And so it's night one.
Yeah.
You know, we're all dressed in our best. It's hot in Bali. We're going to go eat dinner at the yoga barn. Quick pause was the food. Like there was just so much of it and it was amazing. And so we're all just sitting there in communion around this table. And I'm starting conversations with people like, what's your sign, girl? Like, what, like, who are you? And people know they're big threes. It's one of the first times that I'm like engaging with people who are also like, yeah, I'm a Libra rising or something. And I'm like, oh, you know you. Like, let's dive into that. And people were receptive to the information we were giving them. And then at the other end of the table, there's Taylor who's doing the same thing. And then the conversation just explodes. The whole table starts getting engaged and we're all just connecting on, I think there were like Geminis and Aquariuses yes. at the table. And we're just like, well, why are you here too? And it was such a beautiful night, first night that I think set this tone for the type of people we were around, but the experiences that we had kind of shifted into. And so what was that experience for you like?
Oh, I was like, I found my people. They'll let mm-hmm. me talk about this and they want to hear more. And it was really, there was a lot we learned. Number one, hearing you talk, I was like, wow, we look at this the same way. We view this energy as something helpful. Like you can take it or leave it, take what works for you, leave what doesn't. And slowly but surely, we will go around the table. We learned about everyone's charts. And it helped me even realize how much I do know because mm-hmm. people kept asking us follow-up questions. Well, I've been thinking about what to do in my career. I've been thinking about this relationship. And what should I, now that I know I'm a Gemini Venus, what do I do with that information? Mm-hmm. And even just these little nuggets that we shared at that first dinner seemed to be really helpful to everyone. And everyone went home and learned their birth chart, like you will as well.
Yes.
And were so excited to use that information in their life. So that's night one. We realize we are kind of two sides of the same coin.
Yep.
We then realize we are both Tauruses.
Oh my gosh, y'all.
With a Capricorn rising. That's pretty crazy, okay? And then we also meet our lovely Captain Chloe, who is on the Bali retreat with us as well. She is the producer of this podcast, who is also a Taurus and a Capricorn moon. So we've got a lot of earth energy around us. So we realized we had a lot in common, and throughout the rest of the retreat, I feel like people called on us to help answer questions they had about astrology, and everyone was saying,
like,
I would listen to this podcast.
Yeah, it wasn't even our idea.
Yeah.
It was just like, y'all should start a podcast.
Yes.
And it was like okay.
We're manifesting this.
Yeah. And I remember there was this one time you were just like percentage-wise, like, how are we, like, are we going to do this? And I was like, 80-something? And you were like, why? And I was like, okay, 100%. And that was actually the same night. Yep. I was like, you know, let me just leave a little room. But it was really birthed out of how it was impacting people's decisions in their lives,
mm-hmm.
How we were using it, but we were watching this emulation in other people. And so people were gaining clarity over their relationships and their jobs and their roles, and just even being a little bit more open and receptive to how to use astrology as a tool and kind of breaking down those like woo-woo or resistant barriers. And it was like, okay, if we could do this here, then I think we can also do this in other places and spaces as well.
Mm-hmm. So that's our aim with this podcast, is to invite you all to that Bali dinner with us. Welcome to the table. Pull up a seat. We hope you enjoy it here. And Tiani, what are some of the things they can expect at this dinner?
All right. Something that we're looking forward to introducing our listeners to is being able to read their natal chart. I know when you're like first accessing it, it can be a little bit confusing, right? You have your planets in so many different places. It looks like a geometry test, all of that fun stuff. But we're going to break it down into bite-sized pieces so that it's like easier to understand before you like move into the other aspects of how like energetic reading using astrology can be applicable to you and your life, you first have to understand kind of this like basic rigor. So I'm really excited about breaking down the natal chart for you and for other people to understand. And like, where do you think we'll go from there?
Yeah, that's the most important baseline. And already we'll kind of knock out a lot of the stereotypes about astrology. Like, how can everyone born in the same month be the same? You're not. Mm-hmm. So once you understand your birth chart, next you'll want to know, how do I use this information to navigate the world? What are the energies that are happening in 2025, maybe sneak peek into 2026, to help you understand the dynamic energy between yourself and the world around us? From there, we'll go into deep dives, kind of sharing personal stories of how you can use this energy to make decisions in love, relationships, career, technology. How does this influence the transformation of AI? There's a lot of really interesting topics that we can cover. And if you don't understand any of this, you are in the right place. I'm a journal girly. So we will have prompts to help you unpack these lessons and start to apply these things into your real life, because the goal is to use this for growth. Fundamentally.
Absolutely. We are journal people. I also like write myself. And so it was like, we want people to be able to really digest and think about the information that they're getting, create those like neurological pathways.
Yes.
You know, that's like a word you probably will hear quite a bit. What do you want to know about astrology? And what type of changes are you hoping astrology can help you make into your life? Feel free to let us know in the comments.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah,
this will
boss us around.
Yeah, ooh, we're both Capricorn risings as well. So do that.
We're so happy to be here. We're excited for all the episodes to come. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't it.
I love that.
Yeah.
See you next time.
You've been listening to Inner Orbit. This podcast is created and hosted by Tiani Harris and Taylor Starr, produced and edited by Chloe Goodman, with original music by Joseph Goodman. Be sure to like, subscribe, or follow wherever you're listening so you don't miss an episode. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at InnerOrbitPod or email innerorbitpod@gmail.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving us a rating, review, or comment. We want to hear what you think, and your engagement goes a long way helping this podcast reach a wider audience. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time.